It is November 29th, 2005. Tuesday. Thanksgiving got me all fucked up. I have no idea what day it is. I thought it was Tuesday yesterday after I got back from therapy, and no, I have therapy on Monday, so why would it be Tuesday? Anyways, this is the embarrassing outburst for today. I am going to try to get Pat Robertson as read by a voice of God up tonight, partially because I want to play one on the radio show. I'm smoking. So for everyone who is going, what the hell is this? Who is this girl talking? I've heard this voice before, but well, what the fuck? This is what I try to do other times when I'm not really trying to be funny, I guess. Okay, I actually wrote an outline. It's early. Well, not that early, but I woke up late, so I haven't really had a full cup of coffee yet, so therefore I can't be held responsible for anything that I say. I hope that that claim works, because I've tried it at a number of jobs with coworkers, and it never does work. Because I inevitably say something completely stupid and slightly insulting, and then they take it to be completely insulting, and then I get in trouble. But if I don't have a full cup of coffee and at least a couple cigarettes before I talk to other people, I can't be held responsible for what I say. And I admit that completely. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I went to my aunt and uncle's house, their new house in their little, like, retirement village, which was nice. It was kind of weird because I'm used to, like, as my mother said when she was talking to my aunt, they said, how many people do you have coming over this year? She's like, three. I mean, Kristen's in Chicago, so, you know, we usually have four, but three this year. How about you? Oh, 22. So I was in the party of 22 this year, which is a little bit different. Just slightly. And we had three tables, older, slightly younger, and then children who can feed themselves. Those were the designations. Luckily, I didn't go into the children who could feed themselves and was in the younger generation. I was happy about that. Anyways, this cousin of a relative or brother, I don't know, that side of the family gets really confusing, and I have a hard enough time knowing people's names, so it's just someone who's related because they're Swedish. He was from upstate New York, and he was there, and he seemed like a nice guy. He was in the car when my relatives picked me up, and I'm like, oh, upstate New York, that's cool. I like New York. Yay. And so he's at the table with the younger generation, and we're eating and talking, and he says something about Hurricane Katrina and how there is how there's a story about, and it seemed like he had it scripted. Obviously better than I have it scripted right now, but he was saying, oh yes, there's a, did you guys hear about that Hurricane Katrina survivor? Yeah, she took the money which the government had given her and went to a casino and went gambling and won like $1 million or something. It just kind of makes you go like, oh, maybe I should move to a horrible part of the country and have a natural disaster and then take all the money and go gambling. That's what he said. What? We gather together Happy Thanksgiving, and so I let that pass, besides just kind of being puzzled out of my fucking head, just going, what the fuck are you talking about, and oh Christ. And I say to my credit, again, because it, like, it confused me and pissed me off so much that I brought it up again in the post-dinner conversation with a group of the younger generation people. And he kind of backed off from it. Because, first of all, that's such... that's something that you can say with absolutely no facts. And then, also, you can say the first part of the story and go, hey, look at that. And then you could turn it either two ways. You can go, you know, she lost all her possessions and she, you know, could have died and then she won all this money. Like, when you have nothing to lose, you just go for it. And some people luck out. So she has lots to be thankful for. Or you can take it the other way and go, yeah, let's all move to a part of the country where we know that we're going to get a natural disaster and then get money from the government and die. And go gambling and blah. So why would you take it in the negative direction unless you're just completely conservative to a point where that's funny, where that's dinner conversation? No. So I brought it up again, and I was talking about how if this story is even actually true, she must have been gambling some other place, because besides the boats in New Orleans, gambling wasn't a big thing, I don't believe. I don't know. I've heard news stories that have said that they're actually worried about the influx of gambling, because that's a really easy part of the economy to invite in, which will definitely thrive, but it'll eat itself. It will eat the populace from the inside out. And I've worked in casinos, so I've seen that happen. And so it's something which, you know, the government and the people down there are wary about a large influx of gambling houses coming in to being. And then, second of all, I just kind of got into this place like, oh, yeah, okay, well, if you're going to talk about, like, inhabitable places to move, I don't know, every single beachfront property that any kind of, like, rich white person has, that's even more inviting disaster. There have been more natural disasters in Florida than there have been in New Orleans. And, oh, I don't know, any floodplain, go live in a floodplain. Like, we all had this conversation comes up every single couple of years about people who are paid by the government to set up their homes after a natural disaster from flood insurance in a place that they know is going to flood again. And so don't just say, like, oh, New Orleans, blah, blah, blah. And because with that, I don't know, like, sitting in a room full of, like, white Swedes, I just go to, like, a racial element after that. And my family's so not racist, as far as I know. But that's just, you know, it's the Midwest, and that side of the family is full of Swedish Covenant Caucasian people, 100% Swedish. So there you go. But yeah, so I brought this conversation up after dinner, and, you know, I'm sure everyone has these kinds of things happen. And then started discussing it further and just, like, going more into it. And my cousin's husband works for a political or a public policy group in this area. And I know what it is. I'm just not going to say it. And so he started talking, which reminded me immensely of my father talking at Thanksgiving. Because it's always, like, him telling some story where it's not really a conversation. It's just him saying information, which is good information and it's correct, but it just turns into a one-sided conversation. And having that come out of, you know, my cousin's husband was a little odd. And it was basically him talking public policy. And I'm going to read from my journal at this point, because I read my journal to my therapist every single day, and I realized, I'm like, hey, I get some laughs out of my therapist. Maybe I should read part of my journal. So, blah, blah, casino. I was pissed and puzzled, so I brought it up again after dinner. My cousin's husband was talking all about, I want to say public policy or something. I don't know. I felt good bringing the conversation out again, but I just felt small. I don't know if it was something that he was doing or something that I did to myself. I get this same feeling from watching The West Wing or some new shows. Yeah, goes into how I feel like I can't learn. Like, especially when someone's saying something in that, like, one-directional way. And they're speaking with the confidence, God bless them, of that they believe they're right, or they know they're right. And when I get that, I just feel so small. Like, I'm never going to know anything or learn or evolve or change or progress in any possible way. At one point, I spoke up with probably something that has been said by so many liberals, progressives, or what have you in this conversation around the country. But I said, it sounds like you're blaming the city for existing, that it's their fault. And he said, well, kind of, yeah. And I was like, okay, you're blaming New Orleans, you're saying that it's New Orleans' fault, and then you just said, yeah, kind of, yeah. Okay. Where am I? What's going on? What do I believe? What is that water in front of me? Oh, I don't know. I need a cigarette. Oh, God. So, yeah. Thanksgiving, politics, yay. It's what I wanted. It's what I told myself and other people, that I don't think politics or religion should ever be discouraged from being discussed, because if people keep going on about how those are the things that you can't discuss with friends or relatives or what have you, then no one's ever going to learn how to talk about them, which is just going to polarize the conversation even more and make people who are stunted or retarded in terms of talking about that. And I'm happy to say that I think I'm one of those people. I was never taught how to talk about those things. Religion maybe a little bit more because of my dad, but yeah, not, I'm kind of an idiot. But this brought up to mind, it's my on my dad's side of the family, it's my genetic duty to, in the middle of a family holiday dinner, to say, hey, what do you think about daylight savings time? And then wait for people to be confused. And the story about that is my dad had four great aunts, which were called the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Needless to say, this is the side of the family that has a little more black humor flowing through their veins. And so the four horsemen of the apocalypse, you know, they would show up to every family gathering, what have you, and they would argue and they would fight and, you know, just go off on each other or anything, you know, a cup or any issue, what have you. And so the long story short-er, my mom and dad, I think they were inviting them over and that for like having some big family gathering, and they were like, okay, we need a way to get them to stop fighting. And so I'm pretty sure it was my dad thinking, okay, well, you know, we'll have a safety phrase. We'll, you know, bring up something that they just couldn't possibly argue about. And that phrase will be, so what do you think about daylight savings time? Okay, great. Sounds good. Great plan. So, big dinner, everyone talking, everyone drinking, blah, 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 except for my mother. No, she probably drank, I don't know. And so they're arguing, and, you know, the four horsemen start up, and my dad leans back. So, what do you think about daylight savings time? And silent for a couple moments. And then they just start bitching. It's like, oh, the cows and the farmers and blah, blah, the light, oil savings, blah. And so it didn't work. But I brought this up at a conversation with the other side of the family. And it was kind of forced. I think it was after the Katrina comment. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So what do you think about David? About daylight savings time. And then I went to explain the story, and then I said, my Barrick family, my Barrick civic duty is done for the meal. Thank you. And the thing is, it actually started with, like, it got then people into a conversation about daylight savings time. So I need another safety phrase. I need a safety phrase of my generation because, you know, how about them bears? It definitely isn't going to work. Daylight savings time's apparently not working anymore. So I need another safety phrase. You make a new one because it's just not happening. And its official morning sedition is going to be canceled, and Arrested Development is most likely canceled unless, like, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of more people watch it when it comes back on air in December. And those are both two very depressing, sad things for me. And then I'm exhausted from doing carpet bombing linking, as I'm calling it. I've been linking stuff on eOnline in threads that I actually talk in, you know, I'm not just going to random. I called it carpet bombing links because that's what I'm trying not to do, but that's what it feels like I'm doing sometime, or that's what I think other people are thinking that I'm doing because I'm neurotic. Yeah. And, you know, and hey, I've learned a little HTML code, but, you know, just, like, and then linking with, like, shameless plug, please listen to me, shameless plug, I need a hug, funny thing I made that I'd like comments about, I never get comments, my cat just died, please love me, always something fairly desperate sounding, but, you know, kind of trying to be funny and honest with it too. And like, I did a transcript of what the CSI Miami special ending was last week, and I got a whole bunch of hits for that. Oh my god. And then I put something up about the next Lost episode, and whole friggin' bunch of hits on that. Oh my god. But I just don't have any, I don't have that kind of, that kind of information. That's not, you know, I live in Chicago, mostly in my apartment. That's not what I do, so I need to, I don't know. I don't think I've been, like, posting or doing much stuff because just, like, trying to get people to listen or trying to get people to do this or comment or whatever or pay attention, that's more exhausting than doing this itself. Which I know the answer, which everyone says, and there's probably on, like, 100,000, like, podcasting and blog tips and hints. Oh, just do it, and then don't worry about people listening to it, because, you know, you'll draw your natural audience to you, and whatever. But it's fucking exhausting. And doing it and having no one listen to it is, like, almost as bad as just not, I mean, that's depressing too. So that's why this is just an embarrassing outburst in me talking and not a Pat Robertson thing, because I just felt like talking. And I have the radio show tomorrow night, and I'm so, like, not in that frame of mind yet. And plus, like, there's been news happening, but not, like, huge big news because of Thanksgiving and everything. But, so I can put this as a volunteer hour. I have a radio show on freeradiosaic.org. That is freeradiosaic.org. It's an internet radio station that broadcasts about 33 hours a week with 27 or so DJs. Music and talk and interviews and improv sessions and what have you from the School of the Art Institute of Chicago out of the lucky number 13th floor of the Michigan building. And it is airing on Wednesday tomorrow from 6 until 7 Central Time. So it's called In the Loop. Please, if you would, if you're listening to this, head on over to freeradiosaic.org. Click the listen now or whatever link you want to click. It'll open up a chat window. I think you need Windows Media Player. And there's webcam. And there's, again, a chat window. And then also that's where the music and the talk comes out of. It's like a talk. It's like a politics talk show and pop culture. And then I play music and some comedy bits as well. Both like comedy bits that I'm trying to do, as well as, you know, like playing Mitch Hedberg or David Cross or Eddie Izzard things, because I like a good mix, or Second City bits from the CDs that I have of those. So it's a really easy, comfortable, relaxing time, and not very many people listen to the site. Again, it's internet radio, and my school just kind of is like, what? Oh, we're paying for that. Whatever. I need to go and dye my hair pink to make a statement, because I'm a rebel, just like that person over there and that person and everyone else in this building. So no one at the school really pays attention to it. And Wednesday we have like a full night of programming and a bunch of music, and it closes off the night with like an improv session. It's just, you know, like a bunch of people in the room making music. And so it's a really great night, a really eclectic night. So please check into freeradiosaic.org. Again, some really great stuff. It's very interactive. You can chat and talk to the DJs as they're doing stuff. And I would really appreciate it if you went over there and checked it out. And thank you for listening to this embarrassing outburst for November 29th, 2005. Again, I'm going to try to get a Pat Robertson, as read by the voice of God, up tonight. And if I don't, then it'll be up tomorrow. So, hopefully I will see you guys tomorrow for the radio show. Please leave a comment. You can leave a comment on the kbarrick.podomatic.com page. You can add yourself to my mailing list, which so far has me and another person who wrote in and said, hey, I like this. And I don't send you anything yet, so it's not like, don't worry. As well as you can leave like audio clips, like an MP3. It's a Podomatic thing, so don't ask me. But yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that you can do over there. And check out Podomatic.com. They have lots of very good podcasts. I subscribe to the Beatlegs podcast. And the more clicks you go over there and click on my page, the higher I go up in their ranks. So, meaning the higher that a picture of Pat Robertson in clouds goes up on their page, which is the main joy of like seeing my podcast listed up there, is going like, Pat Robertson preaching in the clouds. So, do that for some chuckles. Nice talking to you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it grandly. And have a good Tuesday. We'll talk to you later.